His religion was Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
What role did it play in his life that you knew from his early years?
Well, he was a devout Catholic.
Altar boy.
An altar boy. Went all through Catholic grammar school, Catholic high school, Catholic college. Religion played an important part in his life.
Nora.
Joseph and Carol are both very Christian-centered people and God-centered, and we chose Joseph and Carol to be our daughter Christine's godparents because of their commitment to their spiritual centeredness, and that was very special. And they came up to Rochester to be with us for the baptism, and that's a very nice memory. We have a lot of nice pictures of Joe and Carol being, you know, Christine's godparents, and it was very special. One of the things that I also wanted to mention was that with the three girls, Maureen, the oldest, she was married in 1970, and then 4 years later, 1974, was when Steve and I got married, and then in 1978, another 4 years later, Patty and Tim got married. So there were four-year intervals between all the girls getting married. And Joseph was 19 when Steve and I got married, and he was in our wedding party, and he was excited, and he was very handsome in his brown tuxedo. He really was very excited about it. He looked really, really nice. And as Maureen had mentioned earlier in their interview, that he wasn't tall enough to be in her wedding party as an usher. He certainly was tall enough to be in our wedding party, and he certainly added to our wedding party.
Entertainment. What did he enjoy more? Movies, TV, plays, sports, books? Patty?
Well, I know he liked plays because he always asked us he would get tickets for us to go to plays because he was always going to plays.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the plays.
We spoke about music. You said he didn't play an instrument.
No.
What kind of music did he like, do you know?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Big yes. Beatle fan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. Late to comer because, you know, when they first came out, he was too young.
Mm-hmm.
But then as he got older, he enjoyed the Beatles.
Foods, what was a favorite meal? What kind of foods did he like?
He was a hamburger person for a while.
Yeah, but he was a meat and potatoes
yeah.
person.
Yeah, and then, of course, when he went into the business world, he started taking clients out, so he went to all these
fancy
restaurants, and he used to tell us he had shark soups and some other stuff, so he left the hamburger place behind. And I always ordered the same thing sometimes when we went out. He used to say, experiment. Try this, chicken so-and-so, and this and that.
Yeah, he was into that, yeah.
He was even daring in his food choices.
Yes.
What types of people was he drawn to? Let's do a theoretical kind of thing. If he could hang around with someone, who do you think he'd hang around with? Sports, scientific, stars, artists, politicians, religious people?
I think scientific people. Because of his background in civil engineering, and he enjoyed the sciences and everything. Religious, I guess he would kind of mix with them too. He wasn't into the stars. He used to tell us about when he was a fireman, he used to do inspections on Broadway shows.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have to go in and make the inspections, make mm-hmm. sure that, you know, exits were all there, everything.
Did he meet any famous people?
Yes, he did. And he was never too impressed with them.
But remember when he told us about David Copperfield when he was checking the black panther, but it was under the black velvet
covering.
And he decided to lift it up and find out that he had two green eyes staring at him. And it was a black panther.
That was on one of, David Copperfield's, mm-hmm. forget what the name of the play was, but they had this cage in the back of the, like, the alleyway area, and they had it covered.
So he didn't know what was under there?
Nope.
No.
Surprise!
And just pulled it back, and there's these two green eyes looking at him. He wasn't too impressed with a lot of the Broadway people.
Even when David Letterman had his Firehouse on TV, I have it taped from the David Letterman show. Joseph just moved away and let the other guys get the limelight for the camera. He really didn't stay that long. He shied away. You could tell him he was moving away. So he wasn't that much of a camera person.
Interesting. Why was he at the Firehouse, David Letterman?
David Letterman was, periodically he would introduce the firemen, or he would have a policeman, and they decided to do something on Joseph's Firehouse. They showed him going down the pole with all the other firemen and all that. So, yeah, I have that on one of my videotapes.
Oh, that's nice.
That's when he worked in that area. He was on 48th and Broadway, right in the theater district.
I see.
That's where he used to do all the inspections of the different playhouses.
I see.
Make sure everything was up to snuff.
What comes to mind when I ask you to describe Joseph? What qualities? You've done some actually already. But anything, if I asked you to describe him?
No, he was a good brother, a good family man.
Mm-hmm.
Loved his job, really loved his job. And of course, as we all know, he gave it his all.
And he was a very good son to Mom and Dad, too.
Yes.
Very and of course, he was a good brother for the three sisters, too. Even though he was happy that his three sisters met their future husbands in a servicemen's club, which he called the Happy Hunting Ground. he always wanted to be a matchmaker for me. My other two sisters, they were already taken care of. He wanted to matchmake me with transit policemen.
Nora.
Well, when I think of Joseph, I think of him as a very unique individual. He was sensitive, daring, curious. He was the type of individual who gave it his all, whatever he attempted to do. His advice to me would be, I'm sure, don't be afraid, go for it. He represented to me an individual who believed in self-sacrifice for the greater good of another human being. He certainly followed his dream. He was comfortable with himself and who he was. He projected that feeling. He was confident, and his service to others was a true directed guide in his life.
You said people around him sensed his confidence too.
Yes, and that was very much evident by the tapes that we received of his voice at the very end of his life. His men referred to him as Lou, and there was a confidence and a calmness. And it came over the tapes. You could sense it just from the tapes that we heard, and which we were very proud and very grateful for receiving. We feel as though that was a real gift given to us. They called him Lou, Lieutenant Lou for short. And when he talked to them as they were going up the stairs of Tower 2. There was a couple of references. Okay, Lou, 10-4, Lou. And Joseph was Lou.